Okay, what you'll need to do is turn in your staff training manual to page 1, and we will begin. And the way you will do this is you will fill in the blanks in your staff training manual. Some of the material we'll cover, you will need to stop and read the video, but most of our beginning time will be fill in the blank. So let's begin. We're going to first do an overview of the curriculum. Committed to Freedom is a self-directed curriculum for individual use, if you will fill in the blank. It is written for survivors of childhood sexual abuse. And if you're using this in Teen Challenge, it is designed for use in the Personal Studies for New Christians Education Program, the PSNC classes, where you write learning contracts, which we will talk about later. It is equal to one learning contract in the PSNC model. Or if you don't use a contract model, it usually comes out to about 1 month worth of discipleship, personal discipleship training work. It is focused discipleship and only part of an overall Christian discipleship program. Committed to Freedom is intended to take place in the context of a fuller discipleship program that includes many different facets of life, not just focused on the sexual abuse issues of those that you're ministering to. And it is not to be taught in a group studies class. This is something that individuals need to go through, and it was never intended to be used in a group setting. Some things that I'd like for you to keep in mind. First of all, this curriculum was originally written for adult male residential program. I did not write this curriculum originally for women. I work at a Teen Challenge program that works with adult men, and this curriculum was not written for women. It was originally written for adult males. And as with any ministry, you must acknowledge your own pain and limitations. And there is a little story in your manual called The Fless, and I'm not going to take time to read that, but you can stop the video and take a look at that if you'd like to. And I want you to remember that the mission of Teen Challenge in your manual, it says, is to evangelize and disciple people with life-controlling problems. And this mission must remain the center of our focus, even as we work with sexual abuse survivors. Survivors of childhood sexual abuse are already in our programs, and you need to be aware of that. And there are some statistics also in your workbook. But we have decisions to make as we disciple people. We can either help them in many different areas of their lives, or we can recognize that these folks are already in our programs, and we have a tool through Committed to Freedom that you can use to help them in the full discipleship program. Some of the statistics. In Dan Allender's practice, and he is the author of The Wounded Heart, he found that 90% of his female clients experienced sexual abuse, and 55% of his male clients experienced sexual abuse. And the interesting thing about this is that none of his clients came to him initially for help with their sexual abuse issues, but this became an issue that surfaced more and more as he worked with them. And as you, there's more statistics that I won't take the time to read, but another interesting statistic that has just emerged is that two-thirds of all people who are in programs for substance abuse indicate that sexual abuse was part of their history as well. So these folks are in our program. They've brought tremendous baggage into your ministry with them, and they need help to honestly face this. And finally, on your outline before we go into definitions, sexual abuse is committed against both genders by both genders. It is not a women's issue. It is a human issue.